Father, we thank you. Our Lord, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we are here tonight to come and do only what you can do in our midst, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. As men that are watching online, Father, you pass through here, and Lord, Father, I meet them, touch their lives in the name of Jesus. Let there be testimonies after tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Right now, we want to talk on the mystery of open doors. Now, shall we conclude the mystery of open doors? Shall we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 3, 7 to 8? Revelation 3. Thank you, Jesus. Marabagatosha katababli sata. We deserve the praise, Lord. Okay. It says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man can shut, and shut and no man can open it. Verse 8. Let's read together. One, to go. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Then Psalm 24 and verse 7. The book of Psalms. 24. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Want to go. Okay, let's sit together. Want to go. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Then verse 8, next verse. Okay, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, and he will show himself strong tonight in our midst, in our situations, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm talking about mystery of open doors. Doors is an authorization system of access into realms of opportunities, levels, dimensions, relationships, and movement. Doors is an authorization system of access into realms of opportunities, levels, dimensions, relationships, and movement. So there are levels, there are dimensions, there are realms. And for us to access dimensions, for us to access no realms, for us to go higher, to leave the level we are to other level, doors needs to be open. Beloved, everything has door. Nations has door. Life has door, destiny has door, business has door, everything we are seeing has door. We are not talking of this spiritual door, we are talking of day. I mean, we are not talking of physical door, we are talking of spiritual door. You know, you can be standing in front of someone that this person is supposed to help me. This person is supposed to be my support, and the person is not helping you. You will be annoyed. No, that person is not seeing you. Why? Because something has what? It's in between that person. That person is spiritual, and that thing is spiritual door. So that door did not allow the person to be able to access you. So there's a barricade between that person. But tonight they are lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go to the book of Mark chapter 2. Relationships are key. So we're talking of doors to be opened. I don't want us to undermine doors of strategic relationships. Doors of strategic relationships. So I want us to read Mark chapter 2. Just follow me. From verse 1 says, and again we entered into Capernaum. After some days, that's Jesus, and it was noise that he was in the house. Jesus is in the house tonight. If you believe with me, shout hallelujah. And he will do more than what he did before in our midst tonight in Jesus' name. And straightway, many were gathered together. It's so much that there was no room to receive them. I want us to follow this reading. There was no room to receive them. He said, no, not so much as about the door. and he preached the word unto them. Then verse 3. And they come unto him, bring one sick of palsy, which was born of who? Of how many? Of four. Four men brought one person that was sick. They heard about Jesus, that Jesus was inside the room. Maybe it was in the room of Peter, Apostle Peter, I wouldn't know. But it was somewhere. When they heard the noise that Jesus Christ was there, and the Bible says everywhere he went, he was doing good, because they had the fame of Jesus Christ, that does wonder, that does miracles. So this, their friend was sick, and four men brought only one person to where Jesus Christ was. And let's read verse 7, one to go. I mean verse 4. Let's see together, one to go. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the praise, they uncovered the world where he was. And when they had broken it off, they let down the bed where in the sick of the passing lay. That was relationship. For me, beloved, this is the year of open doors. Men, no, God is the source of all blessings. God is the source of help. But he used men as channels to release the blessings. Praise the Lord. That is why the person that's sitting beside you don't know who that person is. So don't underestimate anybody. Don't look down on anybody. Please, okay? And the Bible says people were so much. Like you were much, everywhere is filled, as everyone is filled. Praise the Lord. Because I'm seeing that people are filled this place. People filled outside. Praise God. And they were everywhere was filled up. And there was nowhere for them to just carry one person inside for Jesus to lay his hands on the person, for that person to be healed. And all these friends, we call some friends or some helpers. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, open doors of destiny helpers to me right now in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and talk to God? The Father, Lord, yes, doors of destiny helpers, open up to me right now. I decree in the name of Jesus, doors of destiny helpers, mandabo shakata, limaku sakata, in the name of Jesus, open up right now, be opened in the name of Jesus. Doors of destiny helpers, Rama, speak to the four corners of the world. Activate your heart now to connect to me in the name of Jesus. Yes, Rama Koshata, every hindrance, they are lifted, they are broken. Yes, there is access, it is opening right now in the name of Jesus. Are you praying at all? Don't joke with this moment. Masaka tapa libada. Ye keke terebongo shakata. Ah, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. These friends not that they didn't have work. Is that not so? They carried their friend, one person, and ensured that this man was healed. Because of some helpers, body bearers, they are body bearers. They carry the burdens of his dear friend. We call some helpers, announcers. We call some of them gifted men. The doors of destiny helpers open in the name of Jesus. They will carry your burdens. They will carry your load. They will announce you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, Lord, there is an authorization system of access into realms of opportunities, levels, dimensions, relationships, and movement. I just needed to touch that one as we learned. And also, doors can also mean hindrances, limitations, and restrictions. Yes. Door can also mean hindrances, limitations, and restrictions. So do have it in mind that door can be shut and it can be opened. That's why God said, I have the keys of David. When I open it, no man can shut. And when I shut, no man can open. And I pray tonight by the keys of David, every good door that will be shut against your destiny, They are opening right now in the name of Jesus. So have it in mind that doors can be opened, doors can be shut. And doors can mean hindrances, limitations, restrictions. And also doors can be circumstances or situations. And doors can be human entities. I will write something down. And doors can be spirits. Doors can be circumstances or situations. Doors can be human entities. And doors can be spirits. No wonder Jesus Christ said in the book of John chapter 10, I think verse 7, John 10, he said, I am the door. Let's quickly go to that place. John chapter 10. John chapter 10 verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. So the door can be human entity. Hallelujah. I pray the Lord open our understandings tonight in Jesus' name. Let's talk about closed doors. Let's talk about closed doors. Closed door. Doors are closed. Doors are closed to manage or control access. Doors are closed to manage or control access until permission is granted. It can be closed until permission is granted. Then doors are closed to manage vital information that are classified. We don't want this information to go out. We can see in some sophisticated companies, government, that if they want to make any decision, they go to conference room and sit down and make some valid information that even the press, yes, will not be able to have access. When they now come, they say, no, we don't want to say anything. Praise God. They shut the door. So they don't want that information to do or to fly out. And also, close or sealed doors increase the value of your product. Close or sealed door, increase the value of your product. Let me take this phone as an example. You get a new phone, touch and you've paid. And when they give it to you so that it is opened, will you be able to collect it? It will be doubting the originality of the phone. And when, let me say, it could be a beverage, whatever you buy, it could be beverage, could be anything, and it's opened. Let's take beverage as an example. And it is open. Number one, air has entered, and it has affected it. No, it can be poisonous, and it has received the value of the content inside of it. So closed or sealed doors increase the value of a product. And generally, doors protect and preserve. Doors protect and preserve. So it's not every closed door that is evil. That's the message I'm passing across tonight. It's not every closed door that is evil. So let's read Genesis chapter 7, 13 to 16. It's not every closed door that is evil. So doors can be closed. So generally, doors protect and preserve. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 13 to 16. The Bible says, in the self-shaped day, entered Noah. This is the ark of Noah when God was angry with the then world. And the Bible says the Lord opened the windows of heaven. Water was coming out from heaven. There was flood everywhere. Even from the ground, water was coming out. For God to save Noah and everything inside the ark, God locked the door by himself. Let's read. Bible says the same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his son with them into the ark. 14. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle and after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. 15. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of her flesh, wherein is the breath of life. The next verse. Thank you. And they that went in male and female of her flesh, as God had commanded him. Let's read the verse, the last thing. What did he say? And the Lord shut him in. So, closed door can be for security purpose. For example, if all of us get home now, we want to sleep, are we going to open our doors? No, we are going to lock it. Even if you send your child to go and lock and say, Mommy, I have locked. You see, some of you know you can be doubting. Let me go and be sure if that door is locked. So closed door, not all closed doors are evil. Hallelujah. Then closed doors can be deliberate hindrance programmed to hinder progress. Closed door can be a deliberate hindrances programmed to hinder progress. Beg God, we arise tonight and swing every closed door open in the mighty name of Jesus. So have you all the understanding the doors can be shut, can be closed, and not all doors are evil. So if you are praying now, if you want to pray, you have the understanding that not all doors are what are evil. So that you will not go and close the doors. I mean, destroy the doors of your destiny or the doors of your helpers. Praise God. I pray God open our understanding as we move on in the name of Jesus. And how to open closed doors. How to open closed doors. Number one, by the use of the right keys. Using the right keys. You might have bunches of keys. Let me say you're coming from your house now. You have the bunches of keys. And you, when you came to church, the church is locked. Will you have the audacity to open it? Will you have the right to open it? No, because you don't have the right key. So when you have the right key, you have access to open the door. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, he said, I have the keys of David. When I open, no man can shut. That's God. So if you don't have the right key, you cannot. You just stay there and do what? I've been wasted. And it's a principle. It's a principle. So we use the right key to open the door. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Father, I receive the right key. I receive the right keys to open the doors that shut against my life in the mighty name of Jesus. So be it in Jesus' name. Amen. Then number two, by knocking. By knocking. That is obtaining help from men through mercy and favor. By knocking, you knock the door. That's why he said, ask, it shall be given, seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be open. To him that knock, the door open. So there are some doors that is not keys that will open. Oh yes, there are some doors that not keys that will open, and there are some doors that you just only by knocking. Knocking by the help of men. That is why we need to pray for favor and mercy at all times. Because God will not come by himself to do what? To open some doors. Yes, he will use men to open the door. And it requires mercy. It requires favor. And when you are knocking, it takes at times your persistence for doors to be open. At times you may be knocking the door, and people listen up what will be making noise. They'll be talking. Their attention was not there. And let me say, well, the treasures you are seeking for is in their hands. We say because who is there? They are male friend. Or you're looking for a job, they call for an interview, and you want the door is locked already, and people there they are just talking. We say because I knock once and they knock, will you be going? Will you go? No, you will stay there. You start knocking. Today, now follow me, come here. You open the praise God. You start to knock the door until it is over. Time we take our persistency, our faith, our courage for doors to be open. So you have to knock. You have to knock the door. Even Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, knock. He said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and do what? And I knock. So if God, Jesus, could knock, then what about you? So there's some doors that need you to knock it. You knock. Because your treasure, your benefit, your blessings, you are seeking for a part time. At that time, you think it's inside. You just have to knock. It's a mystery. You have to knock the door. And tonight, we will knock and it will be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you with me? If you are with me, shout hallelujah. That hallelujah is too low. Shout a better hallelujah. God bless you. So you have to knock. Then the third one is by supernatural power. Engage in warfare and prayer. So this is the door that is not ordinary. This is the door that spirits, forces are behind it. That you will be standing in the front of your helper, like I said earlier, standing in the front of your helper, and you know this person have the capacity to help me, and this person will be helping some other people. What happens? What's really happening? Is he not seeing me? Is she not seeing me? No, it's not the fault of that person. Something is behind it, and the door will be lifted tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is kind of door that God Himself appear. This is kind of door that the Lord step in by Himself. And when God step in, the earth will shake. You know, when you have keys, let me say we want to open like 5 doors. You open the first one, second one, third one. You are using your strength. Is that not so? But it's taking time. But when God steps in, God will open all the doors at once. All doors must be open. In the name of Jesus, all doors must be open. It's opening in the name of Jesus. All doors are opening right now in the name of Jesus. So when God appears, when God steps in, all the situation, all the resistance, all the limitation, they bow. Because it's God that stepped in. Let's read Acts chapter 16. Acts 16, thank you, God bless you. The Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas did what? Prayed. And sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Go ahead. Thank you. 26. 26. And suddenly, can we shout suddenly? Say suddenly. Again, suddenly. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. No, God, no, God, hallelujah. No, when we pray, when the door wants to open supernaturally because of some resistance, it could be forced from father's side, from mother's side, there's resistance, and we pray. The Bible says, and Paul and Silas prayed because they were shutting, they tied their hands to tie their leg, and they locked them inside. They locked them down, so they will not be able to go out. And the Bible says, they prayed, after they prayed, they sang, and God by Himself rose from heaven and stepped into their midst. And God can never step, wherever God steps in, you will see the sign. You will see it. You will see the sign that with this God that is in the place. Immediately God stepped in. The Bible says suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. They were shaken, and immediately, can we read together? I want to go. So when God stepped in, it's not going for you alone. Hallelujah. It could be for your family. As it's working for everyone around, will benefit from me because you called on God. It was only Paul and Silas that called on God. But every other prison door opened tonight. Anyone that is in prison, the door opened tonight, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. But I said the prison door was shaking, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone bands were loosed. All doors will be open tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 24, verse 7 again. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. There will be no resistance tonight in Jesus' name. No limitations in the name of Jesus. Every embargo is lifted in the name of Jesus. Say, lift up your heads, O ye gates. and be lifted up, be everlasting door, ancient doors be lifted up, and that the King of glory shall come in. It is God that is coming into that situation. It is God that is stepping in to break every gate, every iron bars, every iron door shall be broken tonight in the name of Jesus. So lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, be everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The next verse. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The next verse. Say, lift up your heads. No, there are some dogs that are strong. That are so stubborn. Even when the children of Israel were leaving the Egypt, the Bible says God told them, you know, they left the Egypt, they were going. The Bible says Pharaoh was behind them. Mercy was in their front. Their wilderness everywhere. But the Bible said, told my children that they should go forward. And the Bible says, Moses stretched forth. And the door of the sea opened to the right, opened to the left. And they walked through it. I pray tonight, every ancient door in anyone's family is lifted already in the name of Jesus. They walk through him. Doors open for them. Doors open for your destiny in the name of Jesus. Doors open for your business in the name of Jesus. Doors open for your marriage in the name of Jesus. Doors open for your career in the name of Jesus. Doors open for your finances in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, all you guys. We are going to pray tonight. And we are accessing the door right now in the mighty name of Jesus.